Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
The word atonement appears over 100 times in the Old Testament. It's used in the context of temple sacrifices and literally means to cover sin, to restore the broken relationship between God and man. Yet, the word atonement is hardly used in the New Testament. This is because the Old Testament writers explain how God saved people before they knew about the incarnation, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, the New Testament writers look back to the Old Testament sacrifices through the lens of the cross, recognizing that what Christ did on the cross is far too rich to be described by a generic term, atonement. Writing that Christ covered our sins on the cross doesn't provide anywhere near enough depth and detail to capture what Christ achieved at Calvary. In this Game Day series, we'll examine what happened at the cross like a video-assisted referee, a VAR. We will consider six different angles on the cross of Christ to see what happened there in detail. So, let's get going with the first VAR of the cross of Christ. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? Romans 5:9. If you've ever received the ultimate sanction in competition, you're probably embarrassed. A player's worst punishment in football is being given a red card and sent off. There are instances where the red card is disputed, but mostly there's no doubt when the player is guilty and thoroughly deserves the punishment. The New Testament makes it clear that we live in rebellion against God. Paul writes in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Therefore, we are guilty and deserve God's red card. He should send us off and out of his sight." And yet, Paul extends Romans 3:23 to Romans 3:24. "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace." The Bible says that we have been justified by Jesus' death on the cross. The word justified is a legal term, one used in a law court. If you were tried and found not guilty, you were justified. So, the New Testament writers tell us that though we are undoubtedly guilty before God, God has sent his son, Jesus Christ, to take our place in the dock. Jesus took our punishment. Jesus died in our place. We might say that Jesus took our red card. And so we are justified. In a childlike onomatopoeia, we might say justified, just as if I'd never sinned. And the result of being justified by Jesus Christ is an incredible peace with God, since we are no longer condemned for our sin. Since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. So, here's our first VAR examination of the cross. This angle highlights how though we are certainly guilty before God, Christ, who was sinless, died on the cross to take the punishment on our behalf. Christ justified us. God has declared us innocent, and we can go on and live in peace. Lord, please help me approach today's game with the peace of knowing that Jesus has justified me, declaring me not guilty by taking my punishment on the cross. Amen. Pray for colleagues. Lord, please open a door for your message of justification at my club or team so that teammates may know they may find peace before God today. Amen. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.